through that, but it's kind of important to start there because the first parak of Brachos, which is really, you know, just so rich, we've been able to find, you know, our Rosh Hashanah sugya was in there and our Shir Psicha was in there. So here we go with our topic for today, which is really pinning down the nature of Erev Yom Kippur and its relationship to Yom Kippur itself, which is a critical topic. Okay, so Amar Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Ami. Ezra, go ahead. This is the bottom of Ches Amud Aleph, the very last line. Lo'olam yashem adam parash Yosef yimatzibor shnai mikra ve'achad targum. Again, a very important sugya. Not a simple mitzvah, especially in a week like this week, Hazinu, right? Almost every pasuk in terms of the targum is, you know, really complex. Ve'afilu ataros ve'divon. We're not going to get into what the reboy there is, but ataros and divon, those were cities in the Transjordan that appealed, you know, based on their pasture. Shekol Parshiosa v'Matzibor. Sometimes I like to kid around, not with anybody in particular, that the reason is because it takes, you know, so long. It's such an investment. It's only Mida Kenegan Mida. Ma'arichim lo yama v'ushnosef. To do Shnai Mikra well, you know, appropriately, is not just something that you could, you know, breeze through. Rav Bibi Bar Abaye, this is now our issue. Savar. So he thought that the way to do this was to finish it by Erev Yom Kippur. So that is an absolutely fascinating havamina. Like, why would you think that Erev Yom Kippur is the perfect time to finish your Shnayim Mikra V'Yachad Targum? So that havamina itself is very fascinating. One second, Levi. I just want to... What's that? No. Just in general. Dechula Shasa, the entire year. Okay? Right there in the Gemara. Okay, so Ezra. Midifti ksiv. The problem is v'nisam esnafshu sechem ba'erev. So we'll read the psukim in context. But v'chi v'sisha misanin ve'lo be'asara misanin. Why would the pasuk say v'nisam esnafshu sechem b'tisha lachodesh ba'erev towards the end of the ninth day of Tishrei? Right, it's really, of course, be'asara lachodesh hashvi hazeh. Like, what in the world is going on? V'chi b'tisha misanin ve'lo be'asara misanin. Elalomer lecha, very difficult Gemara. As if that were a value. Kilu misane chi v'asiri, as if there was some mandate to fast on chi. Is there a mandate to fast on chi? Right, of course not. So, like, what exactly is going on here? So, and why? Let me, you know, add a third question. Again, the first question is, you know, what Rav Bibi Bar Abaye was thinking in terms of Erev Yom Kippur, like that's the, you know, optimal time to finish your Shnayim Mikra V'Yachad Targum. That's somewhat of a Shnayim Mikra question, but it's also an Erev Yom Kippur question and a Yom Kippur question. That's number one. Number two is, you know, what is the nature of this Achila and Shasiyah on Erev Yom HaKippurim? 2a and 2b is, why would you then say Ki'ilu Mis'anet Shi V'Yasiri, as if it were value to fast Chi V'Asiri? When is there in halacha value to fast Chi V'Asiri? Ilan, what am I alluding to? Good. Rabbi Yochanan Shita. Rabbi Yochanan says, right, Ilu Hava Hasam, had I been there in that generation, I would have, you know, made sure to establish the fast on the 10th because Rubo Shel Heichal was Nisraf. And we have many Amoraim reporting the Yerushalmi as having fasted both Chi V'Asiri, but that's Tisha B'Av, not Yom Kippur. So but Hilu Hisanisem Chi V'Asiri. So what Ilan said is important, and we're going to get back to that, is the issue of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, though the Pashtus is, at least according to the Rambam, as we'll see, that this drasha might be mutually exclusive with holding a din of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. Because, remember, B'tisha L'chodesh Ba'erev is also understood, I see you guys nodding sagaciously, so you might have some exposure to this, right? That, what's that? Oh, okay, good. So you have some, you know, background here, right? That it might actually be mutually exclusive in terms of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim with the idea of Achila and Shasiya. It may not be, right? And that might be Gufa Machlokas between the Rambam and many other Rishonim, but let's not get too much ahead of ourselves. So that was 2a and 2b. And then, Savar Lakdiminu. So Rav Bibi Bar Abaye says, okay, I'll do it earlier. I obviously can't do it any later. Like, you know, as if he understood that Erev Yom Kippur is like the absolute cutoff point. So Amarle Hausaba, so you know, this elderly Jew, not Eliyahu Navi, but just a regular elderly Jew. Etc. Okay. So, you know, you can't go earlier. And so the simple reading of this Gemara is it has to be done really every week, you know, midei Shabbat, b'Shabbato. Okay, so let's take a look at Rashi first. Malava Kasov. Meinai. So the Rashi is giving you a little bit of the nature of how he perceives Achila and Shasia on Chi, on Erev Yom HaKippurim. Noam, what's the nature of the din? It's Hachana, right? Now what Rashi doesn't explain is what the objective value of Inui on Chi would possibly be, right? Veharehu be'enai ki Inui hayom. What exactly does that mean, right? It's obviously the opposite of what inoy means, lehalacha, that we shouldn't eat and drink. But why wouldn't you just say, you know, that I'm, you know, really happy about it because you'll be more prepared for Yom Kippur? So there's some explanation which is required. Umala ani alechem kilu hisanishem chi v'asiri is a very puzzling kind of a formulation. But, you know, I'll say more. If it's just a question of hachana, it's a little strange that this should be rooted in what might be a din d'oraisa. Like, you know, it's good to prepare yourself for things in life. You know, it's good to be prepared. It's always good to be prepared. The fact that there's a din d'oraisa of being prepared, is that really all there is to say? V'tisha l'chodesh ba'erev, that you need a din d'oraisa to tell you to prepare, and even if you don't assume that it's a din d'oraisa, not everybody agrees that it's a din d'oraisa, but the fact that even if it's an asmachta, right, that itself requires some degree of explanation. But what's, I think, very, very fascinating about this Gemara is Rabbi Bar Abaye thinks, okay, great, I'll spend Erev Yom Kippur getting ready by, you know, finishing my Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum. They say, no, can't do that, you have to eat an Erev Yom Kippur. So, like, what exactly is going on? Why should that be mutually exclusive? It's strange, Anderson. Why can't he say, okay, so I'll eat and drink, and I'll finish my Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum? As if, like, there's some stira between Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum and, you know, eating and drinking. You know, one could be having, you know, tortilla chips, you know, working one's way through unklus. You know, I'm not recommending it. I don't, in general, like it when people, you know, treat learning like it's, you know some kind of, watching a game, or, you know, being in a theater, you know, having popcorn. But, you know, it's not, you know, categorically prohibited. I'm not really sure. Rabbi Bar Abaye was told, oh, Erev Yom Kippur, B'tisha L'chodesh Ba'erev, Achila and Shasiya can't be that I could do Shnayim Mikra. Okay, so these are some of the questions. So just to summarize again, what exactly Rabbi Bar Abaye's Havamina was, that, you know, Erev Yom Kippur, that's really the cutoff point. Then how exactly does he understand the Maskana? He can't do that because of the din of Achila and Shasiya on Erev Yom HaKippurim. What exactly is meant when the Gemara says, Ki'ilu his anisem asiri v'chiv asiri, like why would it be a value to do, you know, inoy on chi? The value is inoy on asiri. And if Rashi is correct that it's just a din of hachana, so why exactly would that be, you know, something that the Torah told us to do, according to some, even a din d'oraisa? So let's start with some low-hanging fruit before we get to Tosfos. Tosfos, I think, is very critical here, even though it ends up sounding a little bit technical. But let's take a look here at the Gemara in Tainus on Daf Lamed. Then we'll go over to Tosos, and I want to hear what Akiva has to say. And then we'll be in business. Okay, so the Gemara in Tainus, you have it here, source 1A. Shimi, why don't you take it for us?
I'm a Rabbi Shimon.
Ben Gamliel.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a Rabbi Shimon.
It would be better in this case if it were Ben Avi, but I couldn't do anything about it. Okay, so I'm Rabbi Shimon. Lo hayu yamim tov liYisrael chamisha asar ba'av chiyom haKippurim.
There is no yom tov.
We understand. Bishlam yom haKippurim.
Bishlam yom haKippurim.
Okay, so why am I putting this Gemara here? Good. Right, so of course, right, that is correct. Excellent, Akiva. So Yom Kippur is really a day of Kabbalah Satorah, right? The Kabbalah Satorah that actually stayed, the Kedusha Shnia, if you'll permit me the term, that was La Sid Lavo. And that, you know, the Luchos HaChronos, you know, that if you really want to mark Kabbalah Satorah in the final sense. So what Rabbi Barabai apparently understood is that the annual cycle of Shnai Mikra V'Echa Targum had to be completed by Yom Kippur. So he thought the last day that he had was Erev Yom HaKippur. And then for whatever reason, when they told him, oh, but that's the day of Achila and Shasia Avi, so if that, you know, that and that put him off, so we have to understand what exactly, you know, his conclusion was on that basis. L'chora, it's not really mutually exclusive to be both doing Shnai Mikra V'Echa Targum and to be eating. So we have to get some exposure to that issue. It's obviously a very important one. Let's take a look over at Tosos. Kilo Misana Chivya Siri. Just 1 second, Levi. I have Akiva on the ledger as well. I just, you know, have to be very mindful of the pace here because we have a lot to do, and you know, we only have these two periods for all of Yom Kippur. Sort of unfair. Eitan, go ahead. This is Kilo Misana Chivya Siri. Hachi Perusho. Chi, right. So the Bali Tosos were very bothered by the problem. See, as if, right, had we been commanded to fast on the ninth day, it would have been like we were, you know, fasting in commandment in a way that's consistent with that Tzivoy. Tzivoy doesn't exist, but the Bali Tosos were struggling with the issue in the Gemara, right? Again, so as they say, Achi Berushu, Im Nitzav Elisane if Yom Chi, would be like we had fulfilled that commandment. But wait, we're not. So they just, again, are highlighting the question. In terms of the verbiage of the Gemara, we'll see that it's probably a little bit more than just a technical issue. Okay. V'hikshu Rabbeinu Shmuel b'Rab Aaron. Okay. Ratzono lomar erev shel chamisha asar. So achanami. Right, so we have a parallel pasuk in Parshas Bo, Barishon Barabas or Yom Lachodesh Bo Erev Tochlu Matzos, and we talk understand it to mean there's a mitzvah deraisa v'achilas matzah afilu bizman hazeh on Leil Chamisha Asar. So why not just say v'nisem es nafshu seichem b'tisha lachodesh Bo Erev means the next night going into Asiri, right? Because again, the Pasuk names are Ba'asar, but we understand Ba'erev to be different. So Tosus gives what appears to be a very technical answer. V'yesh lomar, the shiny hasan, dechsev, livasov. Okay, then the Pasuk says, Barishon, Barabasar, Yom La'erev, Tochlu Matzos. So Tochlu follows Ba'erev. Whereas here, the Pasuk is just, you know, structured differently. V'nisem esnasho sechem, betisha, and then Lachodesh, Ba'erev. So again, the inui actually precedes ba'erev as opposed to in the context of matzah, where ba'erev is followed by the mitzvah of achila. Okay, just put that into the record. V'yishlom b'shani yosem, t'chsev tochlu basov, t'mashm hachi barishon, b'arbasar b'layla, tochlu matzos, avol hacha k'siv, v'nisem kodem ba'erev, right? The pasuk is just structured differently. T'mashm v'nisem miyad b'yom hachi. So it gives a very technical answer. So leaving aside the explanation, what's actually very critical is the fact that the Bali Tosos put their finger on this comparison. Why do I say that, Ephraim? Yenison?
I mean, the sun is very trying to gain on here that this was a full 24 hours of Yom Kippur to minimize that by saying, I do need that, what that night to minimize
the. But what about the Pesach connection? Danielle, go ahead. No, not Shavuos. Nothing about Shavuos.
Yep, just as Shavuos is supposed to be.
Ezra? I don't know if this is a Hachana component. Akiva?
No, I guess more than Hachana, a lot of the mitzvahs that are Pesach happen Erev Pesach.
Very good. Right. So if you're looking for a day that really begins the day before, it's the Chag HaMatzos and Chag HaPesach. In fact, in the Pesukim themselves, you have it here in the second source. I mean, I know that this is, you know, called Bar Beirav. You guys know these things. But when the Torah uses in the 12th chapter of Sefer Shmos the day, the term Barishon, it alternatively means the 15th
or
the 14th. For example, Ach Bayom HaRishon Tashbisu Seor Mibatechem means the 14th. And then Barishon, Biarba Saryom Lachodesh Ba'erev Tochlu Matzos, again, we say refers to the night of the 15th. So there's this fungibility, if you will, between the 14th and the 15th, right? It's like it's bleeding over. Obviously, there's different themes of the day. One of them is Chag HaPesach. The other one is the Chag HaMatzos. But the fact of the matter is that the Isser Chametz, right? Da'oraisa Kodem Zmano Achar Chatzos is introduced by the Karban Pesach, the Shechita of which takes place after Chatzos on Yudalid, the Achila of which takes place Balayla of the 15th. So again, Karban Pesach here is the linchpin. It's bridging the 14th and the 15th, but by raising the issue, by turning our attention, you know, to the Nisan parallel, what you really have is a very important structural issue that will, I think, pay dividends, as you can well imagine, in terms of where we're going with this, the issue that Ilan alluded to very briefly before. Again, I didn't think that was, you know, what the that wasn't what I was referring to when I was asking the question, but he's absolutely right to point it out, and this is obviously the general direction that we're looking for, is melding of Chi'i v'Asiri. And if that were really true, then you can well understand why the Gemara would actually use the same language, Ki'ilu his anisem Chi'i v'Asiri, as if there was a singular theme to the 2 days, okay? And normally we think about Yoma Arichta in the context of Rosh Hashanah, but we'll obviously be, you know, applying a similar kind of a methodology in our case. First one was Akiva, then Levi was next.
I think there was, just in terms of like eating and Torah being exclusive, I think there was a Gemara we learned in Chelek last year about conversation between Torah and Hashem. When Hashem's Hava Amina is that
No, I understand that. That's part of what I was alluding to. But again, you know, he makes it sound like, oh, there's no way I could do my Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum, but I'm also supposed to eat and drink that day. I mean, like, last time I checked, you can learn Torah and eat on the same day.
But you could say, if the mitzvah of the day is eating, then you could also take a mitzvah of the mitzvah, and if you could say that, it's a case.
Well, you're saying there's a patur of Talmud Torah on Yantif because there's a chi of I'm saying in general. V'samach
v'chagech.
Or Shabbos. There's a chi of Shalosh to do those. There's a patur of Talmud Torah? Is that what you want to say? I don't think that's what you want to do. Okay. Levi.
Do you think the apostle goes small with this in using the word in
Pinus? Yeah.
Like, it basically, it doesn't speak to the actual day of Erev being anything special. It's just like the very last moment before Yom Kippur. So this whole thing seems to be oriented, like the whole passage in this Gemara seems to be oriented towards the 7th and 9th of Tishrei. But if you're going to use the Gemara in Tanis, it's not really anything special about the 9th. It's just as long as you haven't hit the 10th yet.
And for sure, that's what Rabbi Barabai thought. I couldn't have said it better myself. But then they told him something that caused him to back down. And the question is, why did he back down? That's what I'm driving at.
You understand my question?
Yeah. Okay, good.
So that's even getting us on the way to figuring out why he's backing down. Also about Tosfos, do you think though once we bring this comparison with Pesach, kind of the whole question of Tosfos falls apart? Because then you don't have to give any kind of technical answer, you don't need to ask the question. Because it's just saying that, like, the reason the Gemara is asking, you know, what's going on, you know, we don't fast on the 9th, is basically to kind of draw out this comparison that Yom Kippur is a day that kind of starts the day before, just like Pesach does. And so, like, this whole question, Yom Kippur's whole question kind of disintegrates as soon as you even, like, bring up the word Pesach.
That may be true, but that could be like the process of the Havamina and the Maskana, right? That's only it's my reading of, you know, and it's not even my reading of Tosos per se. Tosos is more focused on the technical answer, but I'm saying I'm really glad Tosos raised the issue because I think it points us in a very helpful direction. So I'm taking a certain liberty there. Yeah, Israel. Well, the fact that you're not allowed to enter on Tisha B'Av is, again, there are two, you know, possible sources for that in the Gemara in Moed Katan, but that has, you know, nothing to do with...
How can we then override the
Torah the Torah commanded us that there's a very important principle. You should be asking not so much about Tisha B'Av, but about Avelos in general. Torah commanded us to study Torah, right? Whatever you think the source is. So let's assume that, you know, Avelos Yom Rishon is Daraisa, like the Rif and the Rambam and others assume. So then, you know, the Torah said, you know, just like we commanded you to learn Torah in general, you know, this is a time when you're not allowed to study Torah. Frankly, not just Avelos, but Aninos, right? You're not allowed to do anything that's mitzvah saseh, right? If that's a machlokas Rashi Tosfos, so let's assume, you know, that we paskin in general, like the Rov Rishon and Muhasim, that you're really not allowed to do mitzvah saseh. So Avelos, you know, which is all about Hester Panim, you see the Rav's many shirim on that topic, and Talmud Torah, which is all about, you know, Afilu Echad Yoshev Olomed, Shechina Shruya Yimo, are incompatible, you know, Minei Uvei. So no difficulty there, right? Yeah.
Just a small point. When we say the night of the 15th, do you mean the night that comes after the day of the 15th?
The night after the 14th, meaning the night which is halachically the 15th.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think your bracha prager was necessarily airtight, because you see that there's a chiyuv to eat se'udos
right
on Shabbos. There's a chiyuv to be eating on Yom Kippur. Some people are like constantly chewing a candy. And if you say that it's a chiyuv, this is a real minhag.
No,
And if you say that it's a chiyuv to me, this to be eating, then it... If it's EF Shah Kayim Sham, then you really might say that Mitzvah Sayyam takes precedence.
Right. Let's see if we can understand it in a different way. Right.
Also, the Gemara Chelek's Maskana is that no, the Torah answers that and Hashem doesn't have a response.
It says Kola Ochal Veshosa Bechi Mala Vakasev Kilo Misana Chivya Siri. Right. You don't get the impression that you literally have to. You can't have a hefsek that you have to. Be Ochel Veshosa. You know Bechol Eis Varega. Let's take a look now at the psukim and let's now get into the heart of the halachic analysis. Avi, up for reading a little bit? Okay. This is again. This is the Makor in Parshas Emor. Do you mind just a little bit louder, because Daniel's all the way out there? Yeah. Okay. Okay, so some of us in the Rambam B'chabura, we spent the last week or so discussing, you know, the different themes of Yom Kippur, the theme of Inoy and Shvisa, and for particularly the Rambam, who integrates the two eventually into Hilchos Shvisas Asor. But of all you have these psukim and emor, really what appears to be intrinsic to the Kedushas Hayom?
Inoy,
very good, Yonasan. That's right. Mikra Kodesh Yelachem V'inisem Esnafshoseichem. And then, in addition, V'chom Lachalosasu. Then once again, kichol anefesh asher losu. Now you're seeing it almost pinging back and forth. And then v'chol anefesh asher taseh kol malacha, back to malacha. And then when you get to the reiteration of Shabbason hu lachem, v'inisem es nafsho sechem. So again, the inoy is linked to the, you know, what you might call the special quality of the day, Shabbason hu lachem, term which is reserved for Yom Kippur. So it sounds like Inoy is very much, you know, foundational to the Kedushas Hayom. But then you have this difficult pasuk to contend with: Shabbat Shabbason Ulacham Inisam Esnafshu Seichem Betisha LaChodesh BaErev. Again, Inoy preceding Betisha. That was Tosis's point. That's why Tosis was mechalik in the end between Arba Asar Shel Nishan and Tisha Shel Tishrei. May Erev BaErev Tishbetu Shabbaschem. Okay, so David, why don't you take a look at the Sifra? V'nisem esnaf shoseichem betisha. It's a very important makor. can't, you know, I want to say there's inoy all day on the chi'i. Tamad lomar, betisha l'chodesh ba'erev. Erev means either nighttime, or erev means close to nighttime. That's the Ramban. Where? Famous Ramban. V'shachtu oso kol kahal adas Yisrael bein ha'arbayim. The Ramban says that there are two uses of erev in the Torah, right? Ve'yavo shneim lachim sedoma ba'erev. That was sort of between shkia and seis. And then there's ba'erev tochu matzos. That means after seis hakochavim ve'achu esabasar ba'layla zet seishu matzos. So ba'erev means, right, very close to the end of the day, right? That's an important point. Okay, David, go ahead. So it can't be all day. Yachol yaschav isana v'tisha tamalomar ba'erev. Iba erev yachol mishatechshach. Is it the erev of after Tseis HaKechavim? Right, no, it's got to be on the 9th. Okay, it's sad. Okay, so this is what we call Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, at least as far as Inui is concerned. Does it sound like a Dinda Reis or Dinda Rabbanan? Sounds like a very clear Dinda Reis, okay? It's darshened exclusively from the Psukim themselves. And now let's take a look at the parallel Gemara, Yuma Pe'alef Amid Beis. Mikey, you want to do the honors for us? L'chid Etanya, V'nisa Misnaf Shoseichem. Right, sounds familiar. Al HaKodesh. Ad kan divrei ha sifra. Excellent, Mikey. However, so if you go back to the pasuk, right? V'nisam esnasho seichem v'tisha l'chodesh ba'erev me'erev ad erev. Right? If you all of the piyutim of Yom Kippur, so many of them revolve around this motif. Me'erev ad erev. Right? Very good. So the first one of Ne'ilah is based on, you know, these very beautiful and poetic words. Me'erev ad erev. Right? The symmetrical, you know, identity of the day. So if there's Tosefes b'itziyaso, b'knisaso, excuse me, then for sure b'itziyaso. Ve'ein li yela yom ha-kippurim, yomim tovim minayin. Right, so the pasuk says, me'erev ad erev tish b'tu. So anytime Shvisa is relevant. When is Shvisa relevant? Well, on any Shabbos or Yontif, there's a mitzvah saseh daraisa of tishbos, right. Ein li ela yamim tovim shabbosos minayin tamadomar. They want to darshan it all from this pasuk. Haketzad. Mechol al hakodesh. Okay, very good. So it would appear that, you know, the sifra expanded would give you a din of tosefes, right? Not just for Yom Kippur, but for all Shabbosos and Yamim Tovim. Now, there's something very subtle that happened in Gemara. Somebody should have been jumping up, and I'm not saying threatening to immolate themselves, but at least raising a flag. What should have happened? It didn't happen, but so it should have happened. That in this, you know, seemingly innocuous expansion from Yom Kippur to Shar Shabbosos to Yamim Tovim, David, what
did you think? Because since the mayor got Arabs including Shabbaton and Yom Tovim, other than
very creative. I hadn't thought about that, but that is an interesting idea. Yehuda?
It's in kinship with
Inoy, and there. Thank you. Right, the pasuk. Right, we're talking about v'nisa mesnafshosecha b'tisha l'chodesh. Last time I checked, there wasn't a din of Inoy by Rosh Hashanah. Last time I checked, there wasn't a din of Inoy by Pesach, by Shavuos, by Sukkis, by Shabbos. So somehow in the middle of the Gemara assumed that this din of Tosefes, right, by Yom Kippur, wasn't just relevant for Inoy, was actually relevant for Shvisas Malacha on Yom Kippur as well. Now, is that obvious from the Sifra? I'm just asking you. Based on the Sifra. Of course not. Right? So the Gemara... what's that?
It's obvious from the Pesach.
Why do you say that?
The Pesach itself says, Me'erev ad erev, tishbetu Shabbat.
Well, maybe again, that means Shvisa Smazon HaGofik Yumo. Shvisa sometimes can refer to cessation of activities.
It was talking about Shabbaton and
Shabbat Shabbaton is darshaned by the self same Sifra to refer to Achila Shasiya and then the Shari Nui.
Never mind.
Don't say never mind. That was not necessarily fair for you to know. But there's an important transition. We were talking about Inui. And then all of a sudden the Gemara brings up, you know, the question of, you know, Tosefes Shabbos V'yamim Tovim, which is obviously only possible L'inyan Malacha, Noam Barinholtz, with? There you go. Yeah, everybody knows the TZ part, man. Okay? Okay, well, you know, it doesn't speak to their spelling. Okay, go ahead.
So does the Gemara have to assume that, like, I mean, do they have to, like, think anything that, you know, as long as it's a Gershav, they just say it's a Gershav, and the words are similar.
Again, if you're living in a post, Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvos, Kuf Samach Daled universe, so then you appreciate the integration of the themes. But even the Psak of the Rambam ends up being, you know, only in one direction. So, you know, just as, you know, the yeoman farmers that we are, you know, we don't just necessarily assume what's true of Inui is true of Shvisas Malacha also. Okay? You know. Rami?
Saying that,
who apparently knows the code to the teacher's room, setting off much alarm today. What's that? Okay. You set off much panic. I told them that they had nothing to be concerned about. General alarm went off. You should know I had to settle the masses. Okay. You came in. Yeah. Sure, Elon followed shortly thereafter. The floodgates had been opened. Okay. Right.
And the second Arab should be talking about the day before, which is Yasiri. So
Me'erev ad Arab, meaning 10 going into 11.
But you said the first Arab is talking about part of the day before.
Right.
Why would you say that the second Arab is talking about part of the day after as well?
Me'erev ad Arab. Me'erev ad Arab. From the Arab to the next Arab. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Okay. So the Gemara goes on, Vitana, just one second, Levi. Tana de etzem, that was the previous view of the Gemara, don't worry so much about what that means. Hai betisha lechodesh mai ovid lei. Right, he apparently doesn't have this idea of tosefes. Okay, Avi, you were doing so nicely. Please. Mi boy lechitani chia barav mi difti. That sounds familiar. Chia barav mi difti. Yeah, don't worry, that doesn't mean anything. Okay, yeah, go on. And there you have it, my friends, that the din of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, and perhaps even the din of Shabbosos and Yamim Tovim as well, in Tosefes is mutually exclusive with what Rav Bibi Bar Abaye was told, but Rechia Barav Midifti, right, there's this din of Achila and Shasiya on Erev Yom Kippur. Now again, as far as Erev Yom Kippur goes, you could appreciate why they'd be mutually exclusive, right? Like if somebody's saying that Erev Yom Kippur is filled with the Inui, right, it might not have a din of Achila and Shasiya. So be that as it may, you know, this is just one Gemara. This comes up multiple times, but based on this Gemara, you would rightly assume that you'd have to pick and choose. Right, you couldn't hold both from Tosefes Yom HaKippurim Daraisa, at least based on V'tisha L'Chodesh Ba'erev, and also hold that there was a din of Achila and Shasiya of Erev Yom Kippur. And by the way, very, very prominent Rishonim do at some point understand that you have to choose. Not just very prominent, but very, very prominent. There was a diuk there. Okay. But let's take a look first at the Gemara in Psachim. Then we'll see Rashi, and then we'll hit the Rambam. But before we do that, we'll go over to Levi.
Hello, one second.
First, we're seeing Psachim and Rashi. Then we're going over to you. Yeah.
I think you said first.
And then we'll go over to Levi. Is what I said. Yeah. Okay, Eitan, go ahead. Marbre the Ravina Kula Shasava Yesasi Vitani Sa. He would fast all year long. Good grechter. 3 days that he wouldn't fast. Atzeres, Furaya, and Male Yoma Dechipuri. So 3 days where he didn't fast, right? He fasted on Rosh Hashanah, apparently. Fasted on Yom Kippur. Okay, no Chiddush there. But the 3 days that he did not fast were Purim, Shavuos, and Erev Yom Kippur.
Fasted on Yom Tovim?
Yom Shanisna.
Kulo Lashan. I don't remember about this Gemara. Pashat Pshat in the Gemara. Do you think is he understanding this like some asmachta?
No.
Obviously not, right? He takes it as a very serious din. Right? He made three exceptions. And there, you know, are plenty of days where it seems like there's a very strong case for eating. You know, v'samachta b'chagecha. Shabbos, we know that, you know, in terms of oneg, if you experience the oneg for purposes of tainus, you know, you're allowed to do that, just like the Ramah says, you know, if oneg it is accomplished for you by crying, you know, then, you know, that it would be acceptable on Shabbos. Yantif is a little more complicated, you know, in terms of what you do with, you know, simcha. So this Gemara goes on to say, anybody happen to know that how could he fast on Yantif, Ilan, according to this Gemara? He held, right, not Chatzil Hashem and Chatzil Hachem, but Kulo Hashem. And the irony is that Shavuos, where you would think that Yom Shenisna Torah, which would be the optimal candidate for Kulo Hashem, is the one that he feels has to be Chatzil Hachem. That's a whole shir, that's part of my shir on Lo Bashamayim Hi. That Shavuos, Yom Shenisna Bo Torah, is actually very much a Lachem kind of a theme. Be that as it may, Rashi points out in this Gemara, once Mar Berei de Ravina is apparently holding of this limud of Chia Barav Midifti, so does that mean by definition then that Chia Barav Midifti does not hold of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim Daraisa, and for that matter, basically Mar Yuma Pealif, all of Shabbosos and Yamim Tovim, okay, Ezra, give it to us straight. Preparing Pas for the Yoma. Mokmina Lahadra shall leave the Manda Mar, Nadam was our Tosefes Inoi. Sounds mutually exclusive there. Go ahead. The Haskli San is people.
Okay, the
Islay
must even be
called. Oh! Mikra Harina Nafkale. Becharish of a Katsir Tishbos. Thank God. You can hold from both. If you have Becharish of a Katsir Tishbos, there's actually a pasuk about, of all things, Tosefes Shvius, about Shemitah, but we apply it back to the world of Shabbosos and Yamim Tovim. You can, in fact, have your inoy and eat it too. Okay? Meaning, right, that you're able to hold both from achila and shesia of Erev Yom HaKippurim. That's what you do, betisha lachodesh ba'erev. Ah, so how do you have Tosefes Yom HaKippurim? Becharesh uvekatzer tishbos. One need not choose, okay? And by the way, the tour and the rush and the Shulchan Aruch all basically go in this direction where they hold from both. Hilkach, Kiyasa hai betisha lahachiyasa to dinda raisa v'hachi kamar. We haven't solved that riddle just yet. Levi Langer, followed by Noam Barinholtz, followed by Akiva Prager.
What exactly was so difficult? That before we introduced the golden part of the Marniva, what exactly was so difficult about the transition from Yom Kippur when you're
done? Yom Kippur, it sounds like we're talking about Inui. So why would you think to expand it to Shabbosos and Yamim Tovim Kichlal?
Well,
there is no din of Inui on Pesach, Rosh Hashanah, Shavuos, Sukkot, Shabbos.
So I think that point is served. I don't know if that point is so obvious that if you only saw that first paragraph, but could you really do the more levels that I quoted? Because that's the drasha, the drasha of
no, the Gemara says Ketzad Maschilu Misana Mibod Yom. It sounds like it's all din in Inui, no? Where do you see that it should apply to Malacha? It's a pretty shocking transition, I think. Noam, and then Akiva. Okay, this is very good. This is my little agadita for the end of shiur. But clearly those 3 days all have, you know, clear, you know, Kabbalah Satorah dimensions to them, right? He hangs Purim's hat on Yom Mishneh V'Simcha, and he hangs, you know, Erev Yom Kippur on the, you know, issue of Rav Chiya Barav Midifti, B'tisha L'Chodesh Ba'erev, Ochel V'Shosa B'Chi, but I would agree with you, it's hard to see those three together and not think that that's a Kabbalah Satorah triad. Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, it's not the simple reading of the Gemara, but the Lamdanim in us has that, you know, instinctive reaction. Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, Akiva. We have to contain ourselves because he has separate limutim for each, so we can't just, you know, run roughshod over the simple text of the Gemara. But, you know, I'm feeling that sense of inner tension also. I'm with you.
Why do we have to say this on the Gemara itself?
Well, it just sounds like, you know, when you compare it to the fact that he's, you know, fasting on all of these other days of the year, and he has to have justifications for that, and then, you know, part of this is based on seeing the broader picture of the Gemara, how he darshans the Visamachta Bechagecha, and Chatzil Hashem and Chatzil Lachem, but it would seem like, you know, he's taking this principle very seriously and has to deal with... No, of course not. Of course not. But the point is that he's quoting the Pasuk, and he's justifying his behavior, you know, on the basis of, you know, what he considers to be very concrete obligations. That was really the point. Avi.
What's the eating on that service?
Yeah, so that's what I was saying before, is that even though in general he accepts, you know, Kula Lashem, that Dafka and Shavuos, when it's about Kabbalah Satorah, you know, it has to do with Lobas Shemayim, he engages the human element much more, which is also the explanation for which strange kachim feature of Shavuos. Why dafka, you would never have chametz in a korban except on Shavuos, in terms of the moed, that's the shtei halachem. That's a very important parallel. Okay, don't worry so much. If you didn't follow that, don't worry about that little nakuda. It's not critical. Okay, last one, Rami, and then we have so much to cover, guys, so we really have to pick up the pace a little bit.
How would Rashi spend the more yoga more focusing Shavuos or Shavuos on
Well, it's a difficulty in the Gemara. It hasn't been addressed yet. But let's now address it. The Rambam understood that if the source, again, and based on the Gemara Yuma Peyal, it definitely sounds this way, of Achila and Shasia on Yom Kippur is B'tishal Chodesh Ba'erev, then you can't have, as I like to say, your Inoy and eat it too. So you're going to have to choose one or the other. So let's see how the Rambam chose. And the Magen Mishnah immediately jumps on the point, and we'll be in business. Okay, so Shai, take it away. Kishem kach, not just... Okay, very good. Okay. Kilomar. V'chein b'yitzia. That's Yuma Pei Aleph. Tishbitu Shabbaschem. Okay, so this is the Rambam, and again, the Rambam seems to have the din of Inoy for what, but not for what. There are two correct answers to this question. The Rambam has the din of Inoy, the din of Tosefes
by Inoy
and not for Malacha, and he has it by
Yom Kippur, but not for anything else.
And you see how that goes hand in hand. If you only hold Tosefes for Inoy, you're going to say it's limited to Yom Kippur and not to anything else. Hence the Magid Mishnah, the great Vidal of Toulouse, Tzarech Lahosev, Medirah Rabbeinu Nira, Shein Tosefes Dvar Torah, Ela B'Inoy, Avalo B'Asiyas Malacha, Lo b'yom ha-kippurim, v'lo b'shabbasos, which for the Rambam is an enormous chiddush, because if you know anything about the Rambam's perspective on Yom Kippur, Hilchos Shvisas Asur, he considers Shvisa to be the singular theme of the day, and basically Shvisas Malach and Shvisas Inoy are parallel in every other way except for Tosefes. So for the Rambam, it's particularly impressive to say that Inoy can precede Shvisas Malach. That's what we were doing in the Rambam Chabur for last week. Okay? And that's why you don't find, if you look in Hilchos Shabbos or Hilchos Yantif, any din of Tosefes Doraisa. And you know what? Guess what else you don't find in the Rambam in Hilchos Shvisas Asur? Guess which line you'll never find in the Rambam? Noam? That you're right. So, David? Beautiful, exactly. So he doesn't have Rav Chiya Barav Midifti. He doesn't have anything like that. The Rambam doesn't have an idea of something very special about Achila and Shasia on Erev Yom HaKippurim. So he's in outright denial. So you have Mina Katza Da Katza, right? You have those who say it's going to be a din d'oraisa and it's binding. We'll see the, you know, Mechaber and all the Nosei Kelim in a second. You're going to have the Rambam who's, you know, a denier. He's a hater, as they would say today. Then you have Rashi, right, who's, you know, sort of like downplaying it a little bit. He says, oh, it's just a hachana thing, you know, nothing too much to see here. So let's take a look at some of the Shulchan Aruch and the Nosei Kelim. And, you know, it's a pretty impressive group. Okay, Daniel, why don't you just take it straight through. The Mechaber, the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah, and then the Atara is the Kenim. Hence Ephraim's, you know, buddies who are, you know, fressing away all day. Laharbos Bisuda, okay, it doesn't say exactly that, you know, you can't take a, you know, a break from, you know, mastication for a moment, but you know, Laharbos Bisuda. Hagav Asulis Anusbo, Afilu Tainis Chalom, that's the Shita of the Maharil. Now the Magen Avraham, you know, perhaps even more startling. Good thing you're all sitting down. Where do you think he got that? Rav Bibi Bar Abaye, obviously. The Mishnah Berurah. Okay, that wasn't the point that he came to make. Even though every other word in the Mishnah Berurah is Bavanu Seinu HaRabim, the Mishnah Berurah still assumed that we knew that, right? Okay. Be'emes Yom HaKippurim Eino Elah Ba'asar. That wasn't why I put it on the sheet. Okay, so what's it there for? That's what it was doing there. Meaning, what does the Mishnah Berurah hold? He read this as a din d'oraisa, okay? According to those Rishonim Upaskin that way, which is the basis of the Pesach of the Mechaber, which is interesting, by the way, in this case, because both the Rif and the Rambam don't have it, but the Rush does, so you can't always say best two out of three. This is one of those cases where he doesn't have it. Now, the Ataris Akanim takes it a step further. His biographical information is put on the footnote for you. Person's not going to bust or vayayin unless it's Shabbos or Yontif. Whoa. So he thinks the neder is in chal on v'yismach v'yayim v'degam yiskari Yontif. Wow. So the Atar Zakenim is saying what? Who's he not saying like? Clearly. Well, that's for sure, right? But who's he? Who's he? That would be a very, very prominent Orthodox rabbi, right? But what's very prominent? What's that? Okay. He's not. Who's good? Levi, excellent. Why? Because Rashi's saying it's all a din in. Oh, so now the Ataris Akanim is giving a status of Yom Tov. Okay, so let's now, this brings us now to, you know, the heart of the matter. Okay, here we go. So the Ataris Akanim wants to learn that there's actually a din of Yontif of Erev Yom HaKippurim. So that's like pretty remarkable. You're starting to think about, you know, Chag HaPesach and Chag HaMatzos. It takes us all the way back there. Like there's some independent status. So we have obviously an enormous amount of work to do to try to understand this in the next half hour or thereabouts. Okay, so Ezra Sepulitz, please. We're adding
coal.
But again, so I mean, the way the Rambam, right? So the Teres HaKenim holds that it's called Yantif. He's saying that the Gemara is giving you the manifestation of that. Yeah, now what he doesn't explain is why you'd use the language of Ki'ilu Hisanisem Chiv Asiri, but he ascribes Yantif status to Erev Yom HaKippurim. He took Rav Chiya Barav Midifti possibly more seriously than Rav Chiya Barav Midifti himself. Okay? So what exactly is going on here? So let's have a gander. Yehuda, go ahead. Tani. So you already know that his father's a believer. Not like the Rambam. As Toso says, as if we were commanded. Had we been commanded, it would be like you had fulfilled your commandments. It's a non-existent commandment, but had you been commanded, you would have fulfilled your commandment. He thinks it's a din d'oraisa, but good. This is Rashi Plus, as I like to call it. Diesel Rashi. Because again, it's making it very clear that this is a din d'oraisa. As opposed to Rashi, you could be just saying, look, this is goodly advice. You should be Rabibi Arbar Baye, don't be shtayim mikering today. You should really be preparing today. Hachinu atzmechem. What's that? Yeah, malav akasov. You know, is not as you know, malav akasov can be an asmachta type language. Umid afke rachmana laachila b'lashon inoy. Nisanos Bishnayim, Tosfos, fine. Now what's this all about? Mitzivim. Ashkoso. Okay, so according to the first day on the tour, what's this all about? Well, the hachana, the fact that there's a tzivoy, we ask the question, if it's a din hachana, you know, we say it's good in life to be prepared. So how do we rationalize the fact that there's a din d'oraisa to prepare yourself? So that's what the tour is coming to say, Akiva, that what's it really about? Avas Hashem. Good. Excellent. It's a reflection of Avas Hashem. That there are only really two mitzvahs. Rabbi Tendler used to like to tell us in Sweden. Two mitzvahs in the Torah that required suffering. The Torah is not interested in suffering. We're not ascetics and we're not Franciscan monks. Okay, so there's Bris Milah, you know, and then there's Yom HaKippurim. The rest of the Torah, Derecha Derecha Noam V'chol Nesivo Seh Shalom. And so even when the Torah told you that you have to have a little bit of pain to have a little bit of gain, right, for the sake of kapara, Kadosh Baruch Hu still had Rachmanis on us. And Chi is really, you know, a day of profound Avas Hashem. Okay? Very good. So that's the Hachana plus perspective. It's Hachana d'oraisa midin Avas Hashem. Okay. Doesn't really, you know, accord with the Ataris Akenim's, you know, Simchas Yom Tov Bifnei Atzmo. It's not really that motif. Okay. Yeah, Yehuda, go ahead. We gotta follow this pretty closely. So there's the Shoter Ha'ir, there's the city guard, who says to his aide-de-camp, let's call him Marcus, go out and buy me some sardines. But there was only a sardine. Okay, so Marcus puts down a bid. After all, it's the shuk, you know. Capitalism going on here. So so Marcus puts down one gold coin. So there was a tailor there okay, Jewish tailor, you know, who was also competing for this sardine with Marcus, who was the aide-de-camp of the Shoter Ha'ir. Anybody want to name the Chayat Yehudi?
DeMarcus.
What's that? DeMarcus. Yeah, that probably was his name. But you know, his friends called him Chaimi the Chayat. Okay, so Chaimi, okay. So Chaimi the Chayat, who everybody assumes is indigent, starts pulling out gold coins out of his pockets, and he's got like a ton of them because he's a tailor. He sewed them all over his pants. Okay, so he's got gold coins coming out left and right, and Marcus, who's got an answer to the Shoter Ha'ir, is all afraid. Like, what's going to happen here? This, I'm being outbid by Chaimi the Chayat. So Benisha the Chayat. So Chaimi wins. He gets the sardine. So Baha Eved El Adonav, and now he's going to get a what for? Right, because he's coming back totally empty-handed. So he told them what happened. He said, "Yeah, this guy, you know, DeMarcus, who goes by Chaimi the Chayat, you know, put down 5 gold coins." Here we go. Here's the confrontation. So now the Shoter wants to meet, you know, Chaimi. You know, why are you doing this? You know, you engaged in, from what a market standpoint was, an irrational act. You invested 5 gold coins in a sardine, which is worth 1 zahuv here in, you know.
Shoter discourse Chayat.
Velo od. You, right, and not only that, but you irked me by outbidding Marcus, my trusty aide-de-camp. Okay, so this is a very different perspective. Okay. Avi, how would you conceptualize this answer? Right? This is not Hachana plus. This has sort of, right, its own identity for sure. And what's it based on? What's that? It sounds a lot like the rationale for something like the Atar Zakenu. What would you call this, Yantif? This is the Yom. What's that? But it's the Rabbi Simon Yerushalmi. Oh. You're just waiting for Yodim Shekadosh Baruch Hu Oselanu Nisim, right? And so it's a sense. Anu Betuchim Shekadosh Baruch Hu Yichaper Ladmar Rosenu. We're starting the party early over here. These are the guys, you know, when their team is playing in the championship, they're already wearing those little dinky hats that they give out, you know, before the party even started. This is the front-loaded. This is, you know, Yom Kapara, Yantif, almost Bifnei Atzmo. I totally agree that you hear the shades of the Ataris Akanim here. So two completely different deos in the tour. Now, if I were to push you guys a little bit, okay, well, what's the Sada Shava B'nehem? Those two deos have one basic idea in common.
The connection to your kiffer. It's not completely...
Okay, all right, well, yeah, that's true. That's true. I mean, you're probably not going to find something that's completely detached.
No?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was looking for two words.
Okay.
Good. Excellent. Right? So they're both Shiurim and Avas Hashem. One of them is Avas Hashem that's Mechayiv Hachana Daraisa. The other one is Avas Hashem that guarantees us Kapara. Right? God just loves us so much that, you know, this whole, you know, all those shiurim that this guy gave you on Mishpat and, you know, Vayigba Hashem Tzvakos B'Mishpat, you know, it's all, haha, you know, not really. You know, we all know what the outcome is here. It's a kangaroo court. You know, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make us Nisim. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Mechaper on all of our Avonos. You know, so that's a perspective. And this is the kind of, right, This is very much the kind of a rationale that could animate the Ateres Akenim, or frankly, for that matter, it could animate which Amora? Mar Brei Deravina, right? Mar Brei Deravina, who is equating it with Atzeres and with Purim, right, grants it enormous stature. So it's a kind of a Svara that could even justify, you know, that inclusion on that very special list. Now, a third perspective, okay, we have Hachana Plus. We have an independent Yomtif, a Yomtif of Kapara, of pre-knowledge of Kapara, foreknowledge of Kapara. This one we saved for Daniel. Yom HaKippurim Atzmo.
Oh.
Okay, so that's an amazing perspective. What's he saying?
Really, there should be a Chiyuv Michael, just like any other Yontif.
Oh! The Yom Kippur has to fit the natural Tzura of a Yontif. Inui is preventing the Yisum, the application of the normal Dinim of Yontif, so what happens automatically? What's that? I don't know that it's a Yom... The Ateres Akenim wants to say that it sort of Be'atzmo has a Din of Yom Tov. What's that? What's that? Good, right? So that what happens is that those dinim express themselves. What the Torah's megala is that you don't do it, let's say, afterwards, you do it before. B'tisha l'chodesh, right? What happens is that those dinim that can't be expressed, you know, on Yom Kippur, get expressed now. So really what the point is, and the Beis Yosef picked up on this beautifully, really what the point is it's just a 24-hour extension of Yom Kippur. Now, this would explain what that's been plaguing us the whole time. Why did the Gemara need to say, Akiva?
I was going
to
say, it could explain why the second
Why don't you say that you have a Tachana Plus that you prepared yourself well? If it's that, you know, you're frolicking in Simchas Yom Tov because Hashem is going to forgive you, so why do I need this? So this idea is very powerful in terms of it justifying language of the Gemara, is because what it's expressing is that it's one long day. It's Chi'i Ve'asiri. Right? And the dinim that you couldn't express on the Asiri are really now being expressed on Chi'i. But it's all Kiyum in the Inui of the Asiri. But Avi, just bring this home now. Just 1 second, Akiva. If that's true, then the Beis Yosef says, I can do you one better. How so? Go ahead. This next line is the kicker. But if it's true, then it's really just an expansion, a flow over from Yom Kippur. So once you have that lashon in the Gemara, go ahead, Avi. Bring it out. Go ahead. The diametric opposite of the second day and the tour. So he says, but I'll stick with this idea that Chi and Asiri are really one Yoma Arichta, but then I could say, Kiilu his Anet Chi Yiva Asiri. Maybe you actually do retain the option of fasting on the ninth day. Because the whole idea here is that Yom Kippur somehow is kone the day before it. Either for purposes of application of those dinim which can't be practiced on Yom Kippur, the Simchas Yom Tif dinim, or that Yom Kippur is kone the day before it, le'inyin Yom HaDin. And therefore, if you fast, not Kiyu Yisandisem Chiyuvi Asiri, maybe that's the optimal way. So now, what ends up happening here is this fascinating idea, the anti-Rambam, and the Rambam thought you had to choose. Either you believed in this flow over of Yom Kippur on a Daraisa level, or you believe in Ruchia Bara Bidifti. So what ends up happening here, according to the second day of Beis Yosef, is you can really have both. Right? You have this idea that Yom Kippur flows over into the day before. And not only does it flow over into the day before, but it entirely captures it in terms of the Malchus Hayom, in terms of the nature of the day. And this is some beautiful language. Nafal alav pachad, not hayyudim, but nafal alav pachad yom hakipurim, shehu yom dim, v'uchare mi pachad Hashem, ume hadar ge'ono. So this might be the most distilled version of the idea of Yom Kippur flowing into the day before it. It's not just a Tosefes, but it's almost like a kibush. This is a total annexation of chi. Now I think we can explain, just to keep up one second, one very important problem that you have, but we never understood to begin with. Is Rav Bibi Bar Abaye, he wants to learn. The halacha, right? The Magen Avraham says, it should be eating, so don't have your focus on your Shnayim Mikra, etc. So, and then they tell him, no. Can't do it. Rav Chiya Barav Midifti, Shalach Chodesh, there's a din of achil and shi on Erev Yom Kippur. So if you hold it's hachana or hachana plus, very difficult to understand why he backed off that point. But if you hold what?
That's actually
this is what I want to count on.
I know you
like the, if you hold like the Beis Yosef,
then
that
it captures. Then if the end of Shnayim Mikra has to be Yom Kippur. And now if the day of Yom Kippur really starts the day before, then...
If you understand Rav Chiya Barav Midifti, right, in the way that the Beis Yosef is presenting it, there are two parts of the Gemara that are explained much better than according to any other Shita. Number one, Rav Bibi Bar Abaye backed off, because he understood that he wasn't gaining anything by finishing it on an Erev Yom Kippur. It wasn't like there was some, technical stira between Achila and Shasiya and learning Torah, right? The issue was is that this might as well be Yom Kippur. Okay? As far as I'm concerned, right? Because the Kedushas Yom HaKippurim conquers the day. That part of the Gemara makes a whole lot of sense. As well as this idea of Kilu Hisani Hitzem Chi V'Asiri, that you can't have two different themes to the day. So either you're going to do opposite things, but it's really one singular theme. That would be one perspective, right? That's the first day in the Beis Yosef. He's basically saying, look, the things that you just can't do on Yom Kippur, technically speaking, because you're not allowed to eat or drink, you're going to do on that. So you can do opposite things, but it's basically one day. And so, that's what emerges from this whole story. And that's why it says, Kilu hisanisem chibiasiri, because you have one integrated theme. Or you're actually literally going to be doing the same thing, and you're going to make like a Jew in Shanghai, and you're going to fast both days, out of a sveka de yoma, for those who know the story of the Mir Yeshiva in Shanghai, very concerned about, international datelines and such. That's going to be the issue there. So you have this total conquest of Yom Kippur, Bechnisaso, not as much Beyitziaso. Okay, let's take a few questions. I know we have Yenison, Shimi, Levi, Yehuda. We'll try to get them all in. And then I want to make literally just one final observation. Yenison.
I'm not sure where's the Beis Yosef getting this idea of that what's called. When the Pasuk clearly says multiple times, Beyitziaso is not cessation.
Oh, but the Gemara darshins that betisha lachodesh ba'erev. Why is it using the term inoy ki'ilu hisanisem? That as impressive as it is for you to do inoy to Hashem, Hashem will consider something which is generally less impressive. People generally like to eat, but will consider it as if you fasted on the ninth day had you been commanded to fast. That was the.
That's why shaykh to the what's called the day before, but that doesn't prove that that's what it was supposed to be on the day of.
No, everybody agrees that the day of would not be possible.
And I don't think it's impossible also, but the idea that if it were possible that you should do it, I mean that there should be a
right, again, that's not muskam l'kol, you're right. But that's goofy what the Beis Yosef is saying, is that should we assume that the Tzura of Yom Kippur is a yantif like other Yamim Tovim? I happen to agree with you. I think that the simple pshat is that it's not true. Right? That part of the Kedushas Yom of Yom Kippur is... Right, Mikra Kodesh Yelachem V'Nisam Esnafsho Seichem. The Inui is an intrinsic part of the Kedusha Sayyom. Somebody once said that the Kedusha Sayyom of Rosh Hashanah is Ma'akev Halal, not Mechayev Halal, right? Because the Kedusha Sayyom of Rosh Hashanah is Malchios, after Melech Yoshev Al Kisei Din. So I would say the Kedusha Sayyom of Yom Kippur is intrinsically Inui. Mikra Kodesh Yelachem V'Nisam Esnafsho Seichem. Inoy is an expression, the Kedusha Sayom, so you don't need this line. But there is a Shita, that's a Shita in the Rishonim. It's important to contend with that Shita. That's what we're trying to do. Shimi, Levi, and then Yehuda.
Right. So if tomorrow, Erev Yom Kippur is really considered like the first day of Yom Kippur,
right,
then really today would be Erev Yom Kippur.
Oh, so that's a big discussion in the poskim. What would you say about Avinu Malkeinu and Tachanun now? And we're 4 minutes from now. All right, Levi.
Even if we're going to say that...
It had that FCC 7-second delay button.
Even if we're
going to
say that Yom Kippur is an exception, Yom Kippur, and that, like, the eating is going to be key when you eat it, all, like, you know, like, the whole thing is all when you eat.
Yeah.
I still think the Chana would be very important because it can't possibly be that eating is a key when you eat. That's like saying that, like, Havara is a key when you eat. Like, the hachana, it makes sense to be hachana. By preparing for the fast, that is like part of the fast.
Right.
Right.
So again, the way that I like to take your idea, just to package it slightly differently, is, you know, when you go down the base, when you go down to the tour, excuse me, you know, Avas Hashem route. So I happen to say, the way that I like to formulate it is that they're really both days of Avas Hashem. The first day is an Avas Hashem of Hachana for a fast, right? So by definition, you have to eat. And the second day is the day of Avas Hashem because he extends us the gift of Kapara. So you can still have your unified theme there too. So, you know, that's the way that I like to say it. I agree with you that it's very hard, you know, to express the idea that you wouldn't need to have some hachana. But the Beis Yosef does suggest that Kilu Yisanesim Chiv Yasiri, once you open the door to that, maybe there could be one singular theme of Inui of both days. You know, obviously it would be very daunting in the practical sense. Yes? I mean, Esther fasted 72 straight hours, so not crazy. So just say Mim Laila Vayom. What? Nismatu Adoros. They used to do these things. Okay. Yeah. Don't worry. It can be done. Unfortunately, you know, Tzareinu Harav, in all seriousness, you know, people fasted for much longer than this, you know. What's that? No, you could go 48 hours without water. I mean, it's not pleasant, but Esther, I'm just telling you, Esther fasted 72 straight hours. Shlosha simim laila vayom. Gam anivin arutzaya sim kain. The entire Jewish community in the ancient world fasted 72 hours without water. It's not. It's like one of those bushos.
For 4 years. Although, man, he probably ate at night.
Yeah. Okay. So I wanted to conclude by noting the following. This is what I like to call, you probably heard it from me before, the dialectic of Yom Kippur, which is based in a pasuk, Tesayin Lamedalid, by Sazos Lachan Lechukas Olam, Chaper Al Bnei Yisrael Mikol Chatosam Achas Bashana, Vayas Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. It's mamish the last pasuk in the Kriyas HaTorah of Shachris of Yom Kippur. Very beautiful pasuk. Achas bashana. That Yom Kippur, really, in its scope and its ambition, which is singular, kiva yom azay yechaper lecham etaris chamikochat osecham lifnei Hashem titaru. It's all about being lifnai v'lifnim. Rav Rosenzweig, Mori V'Rabbi, always likes to say that the drama of the Shnei Hasi'irim is that Yom Kippur is a day of stark choices. It's a black and white day. La Zazel or La Hashem. At some point, you have to decide who you are. It's either everything to you or it's not, or it's nothing to you. We're not pushed to the wall every single day of the year, but on Yom Kippur we have to make the choice. La Hashem, La Zazel. Achas Bashana. And it's a very profound day. It's the most profound day. Masechas Yoma. They didn't have to tell you which day they were referring to. The day. And it's Achas Bashana. We're not held to the same standard the rest of the year, right? Both in terms of Shvisas Malacha and Shvisas Mazon Hagof Kiyumo, this, you know, total cessation of our normal functions. You know, it's not an accident that when the Rambam describes life in Olam Haba, where we don't even have a body, Ein Guf Ein Gviya, you know what the Rambam says about it? Ein Ba Lo Achila Velo Shasiya Velo Sicha Velo Nilas Asandel Velo Tashmish Hamita. That may sound familiar because that's what happens on Yom Kippur. It's almost transcendent of this world. Achas Bashana. That's all true. But Me'idach, it's only Yom Kippur if it impacts the time frame around it. The Rambam held that Midaraisa, there was only one day a year where there was Tosefes, Midaraisa. And that was Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur, in terms of its standards, Yom Kippur in terms of its demands is Achas Bashana. The Torah simply doesn't demand anything like that from us on any other day of the year. But in terms of its impact, in terms of its capacity to guide us, and the necessity for it to guide us in terms of what our priorities should be. Sure, in its application, you might even say that Hashem demanded that you prepare the day before by eating. Or out of sense of confidence in Hashem's kapara, we're going to eat anyway because there's a sense of independent simchas yom tov. Or you might say that those aspects of achila and shasiyah that couldn't be expressed on Yom Kippur will be expressed the day before. But however you formulate it, and these are all shitos that we saw in the Rishonim, in the final analysis, Yom Kippur has to impact the rest of the year. We're not called to the same degree of sacrifice as we are at Yom Kippur, the same Achas Bashana level of focus, and yet the priorities of Yom Kippur are meant to clarify for the entire rest of the year and make sure that our direction, the entire rest of the year, is a direction of Lifnei Hashem. We go from that being the mandate of Yom Kippur, Lifnei Hashem Titaru. Remember, we talked about that a little bit on Friday. This was the point of segue, that you have to, at least conceptually, remove any chatzitzos and be completely prepared to immerse yourself in the mikvah that is Hashem on Yom Kippur. Ashreicham Yisrael, Lifnei Mi'atem Mitarin. You have to be conceptually prepared to do that, on Yom Kippur. And then the rest of the year, hopefully, Shivisi Hashem, Lenegdi Tamid, Kimimini Balamot, you're able to take that clarity of Yom Kippur, where it's a day of Lifnai V'Lifnim, a day of Lashem, a day that the Rambam thinks is echoed in Olam Haba, where there is no guf to hold you back, in guf v'lo gvia, and hopefully that spills over. So the Tosefes Yom HaKippurim Doraisa, and especially if that is the only Tosefes, the only day of year that's Kona, the day before it, and to some extent the day after it, is a dialectic with Achas Bashana. It's unlike any other day of the year, and yet it's the only day of the year that captures and spills over because it's meant to impact and direct everything else that we do the rest of the year in terms of a world of Lifnai V'Lifnim. We don't apply it in practice. We don't have, an Isser of Achila and Shasiya and so on and so forth, but it absolutely must direct and inform and illuminate the rest of our year in terms of what our priorities are. So with that, I wish everybody not just a Gemara Chasima Tova, but more importantly, a year which is informed by Yom Kippur, where B'tisha L'Chodesh Ba'erev, Me'erev Ad'erev, is indeed a reality.